Hyundai Rotem of South Korea plans to build a $30 million factory at what is now a vacant warehouse on Progress Avenue in Springfield if it wins the contract to build 200 subway cars for the MBTA. Chinese rail car maker CNR Changchun will locate an assembly plant at the former Westinghouse factory property if it is the successful bidder. Both sites are on Springfield's east side. Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce President Jeff Shafrida likes the city's chances with two bidders in contention.
I'm kind of guardedly optimistic that with that type of detail in their proposal, that one of them will be successful.
Several other companies are bidding for the contract that could be worth up to $1.5 billion, but only Hyundai and Changchun have committed to the location of possible manufacturing facilities. Changchun officials disclosed their plans last spring. Hyundai waited until last week to make an announcement. Changchun got a jump on meeting earlier this year with prospective suppliers to discuss its needs for locally produced goods and services. Hyundai had a forum planned with local businesses Thursday.
After doing all that due diligence, they've decided that yes, we can locate here and we can grow here. So I think it bodes really well.
Both companies estimate a factory to produce subway cars would result in up to 200 full-time jobs. Shafrida believes Springfield was attractive to the two companies because the vocational schools and colleges in the region have programs to prepare people to fill the jobs.
I really think we have our workforce development in line with what the needs of the business community are going to be in the foreseeable future.
Hyundai already has a railroad car assembly plant in Philadelphia. Changchun is planning to use the Springfield factory, if built, as the base for its North American operations, according to spokesperson Lydia Rivera.
The goal is to bring a North American manufacturing facility here to Springfield and provide work and develop a workforce here.
The MBTA opted not to use any federal money to build the subway cars, so it can stipulate the final assembly work must take place in Massachusetts, according to Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy.
And from a practical point of view and from a political point of view, the T does themselves some goodwill by doing some business out here in Western Mass. So that's the long and the short of that.
Officials in Pittsfield are also trying to lure a rail car manufacturer to the former General Electric property. The MBTA is expected to announce the winning bidder by the end of next month. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.